Everybody, Brother Gary, Hands Cross Borders, devotional. We're continuing on through the Gospel of John, and we're in John 13, and we've come now to verse number 21 through 26. Remember, we're dealing with Jesus telling that Judas is going to betray him, and he's getting ready to go to the cross. So keep that in mind as we read through this. It says, when Jesus had thus said, he was troubled in spirit and testified and said, verily, verily, I say unto you that one of you shall betray me. Then the disciples looked one on another, doubting of whom he spake. Now there was leaning on Jesus' bosom one of his disciples whom Jesus loved. Simon Peter therefore beckoned to him that he should ask who it should be of whom he spake. He then, lying on Jesus' breast, saith unto him, Lord, who is it? Jesus answered, he it is to whom I shall give a sop when I have dipped it. And when he had dipped the sop, he gave it to Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon. So picture this, when we're here in the United States or around the world, a lot of times we're sitting around a table, we're sitting up in chairs, and so this isn't really making sense to us. But during these times, what they would do, it would be like a horseshoe type of table setting. But what they would do, there weren't any chairs, and so they would lay down on their left side, and they would rest on their left elbow. And then with their right hand, they would reach over and eat and do that. So picture this horseshoe-like table, and everybody's kind of laying towards the left on their left elbow and then using their right hand and eating. And as they're doing this, remember, Jesus is the main person here. So he's going to be in the center. And we see that he's troubled in spirit. And he's troubled, why? Because one of those there at the table are going to betray him. And he knows who it is. It's Judas. And what he's showing us here, because while Jesus was on the earth, he was 100% man and 100% God at the same time. And he had feelings just like you and I do. He wasn't so much troubled about what was going to happen to him. He was troubled for Judas's sake. Because Judas is going to be indwelt, we're going to see here, by Satan and be used by Satan. And ultimately, Judas is going to die and go to hell for all eternity. And that was troubling to the Lord. And what we can see is God's grace and his love just being poured out, because he's troubled by that. He's not happy that anybody dies and goes to hell, and you and I shouldn't be either. In verse 22, he continues on, and the disciples looked one to another, doubting of whom he spake, and they were perplexed on who it could be. Lord, and we see in Matthew 26, 22, he's saying, they each asked, Lord, is it I? Is it I? They didn't know whether this was going to be a betrayal by accident or because Jesus knew the hearts of every one of them, whether one of them would do it. And we see, you know, Peter later as he denies Christ. And so it could happen to anybody. It could happen to any of us. And then it goes on to say this, now there was leaning on Jesus' bosom one of his disciples whom Jesus loved. And so this is the picture now. Remember, they're laying on their left side, and so John is right there by his chest. And Peter asked John, hey, ask the Lord, you know, kind of whisper over there, find out who this is. But notice this, it says, whom Jesus loved. And so John doesn't mention himself, but he uses this phrase, whom Jesus loved, here in verse 23, but he also uses it at the cross in chapter 19 and verse 26, and at the empty tomb in chapter 20 and verse 2, and with the risen Christ in chapter 21 and 20. And what he's doing is, instead of making John the light of the scripture, the main character, he hides John behind the love of Jesus. And that's what we need to do, isn't it? Because as we continue on, Simon Peter, he's asking in verse 24, 25, John asks, Lord, who is it? And the Lord tells him, he's the one I'm going to, first one that I dip in, and I hand it to him, that's the one. And he gave it to Judas Iscariot. So John knew what was going on. The other disciples really didn't see what was going on. But John wants to do this, and this is a great illustration for you and I. No matter what's going on around us, no matter what's happening, we should hide ourselves behind the love of Jesus. Why? Because good can overcome evil. Right? The most evil thing is going to happen. Judas is going to betray him. He's going to die for the sins of the world, but he's going to overcome it through what? Love. And you and I, as we go through life, our example is Christ. And John is following Christ because even in this time of betrayal, his love and his grace is pouring out of. Where are you hiding yourself? Is it behind the love of Christ or the love of the world? May the Lord bless you.